Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Uncle Festus. We're getting ready to have this is our fourth show, I believe. And it just keeps getting better and better every week. We're kind of half-assed at the first couple. Last week was a little better. Now we're getting a little more technically sound on this one. It seems like we're doing a lot better. So with saying all that, I'll turn it over to Old DB. How you doing, Old DB?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm drinking some more fat tires. That seems to be the drink of choice for the radio show, and just hanging out, getting ready to lay down some stuff for Blisterfish here.
Yeah. I hear you. Your flat tire, and I've got a fat tire, and I think I've got a flat tire.
Yeah, I don't drink the fat tire too much anymore, man, but there was some in the fridge, so I'm taking advantage of it. I lived out in Fort Collins, where it's brewed for about 15 years, and I used to drink it when it came out of this tiny little brewing facility almost right in town, you know, right in the town. And then they moved out, bought a newer facility, and it's all run by, like, wind power now. The entire huge place, the whole brewery is now. So it's pretty cool, man. It's a really nice building, and they make about... New Belgium makes about like 20 different kinds of beer, man. They have
nice.
So many different kinds of beer, but the Fat Tire seems to be the Budweiser almost of microbrews nowadays.
All right. Well, that's my better judgment. I'm sipping on three fingers of a Woodford Reserve fine bourbon
nice.
From Kentucky Straight Bourbon, and I had my kind of reprieved last week from drinking because the weekend before was my birthday show and I got a little under the table. So now I'm swilling the Woodford Reserve, just kind of celebrating the post-Easter holiday and that the fact that we're still all here against John Hagee's predictions, or I don't know, we're supposed to have the Blood Moon apocalypse, but that didn't seem to happen. So, but,
Hey man, you're sounding
okay.
Distant right now. Check your setup.
I'm there. Sounding distant.
Yeah,
what's that?
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. I mean, I can hear you,
all
but
right.
You're off in the distance. But yeah,
okay.
So
here I am. How about that?
There you go. You're clear.
All right.
Much clearer. All right. What'd you do for? How do you as a previous born again? How do you celebrate Easter now? Do you do anything for it?
The last few years, we just go to the in-laws for they'll have a dinner, you know, no church service or anything. But this year, I've been trying to set up a trip out to my cousin out east in Pennsylvania. He's my favorite cousin and very good friend. And I hadn't been out to his place in like 7 years. He's got a really nice house out there, just on a great piece of land with a kind of a swampy pond. He's got a little old creepy chapel, kind of looks like a Black Sabbath thing, and he like totally redid the chapel on his land, and he's got this really nice place, he's got chickens and turkeys out there, and all types of animals, and just,
cool.
But a really nice, beautiful house. I hadn't been out there in 7 years, and he comes out here almost every year to see us, so I finally got out there, and we got out there, and his mom and dad, my aunt and uncle, are my godparents, so we get out there, and they're all going to Sunday service. They're all pretty much entrenched Catholics, so, I went there, did the service and everything, and I pretty much did all my, inner monologue through the whole thing and kind of just mocked it and, thought of all the hypocrisy of the graven images and, you know, I'm just looking around, you know. I just tried to hold my peace and sit through it, you know. And, you know, that was that. But we had a wonderful dinner afterwards. His girlfriend and his mother made a just incredible spread, a lot of great food. So, you know, all in all, it was really great visiting with them. And, you know, just a beautiful drive. It was like 60 degrees and sunny all the way there and back, just not a cloud in the sky. What a great drive, you know.
All right. Where was it, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's almost they're about 40 minutes west of Philadelphia, so it's East Coast. And
I love that drive, man. I drove through there one time going to New York City, and it's just a beautiful drive for God. But it goes to, you know, and you got so many of those huge hilly areas with, you know, with river valleys kind of going through and big huge bridges spanning them, you know, as you're driving across, and killer area.
Yeah.
Lots of that too.
Yeah.
Pretty pastoral and shit.
Oh yeah, winding roads and hills, I go on the Pennsylvania Turnpike route, so that you go through the big tunnels through the mountains. There's like
four
of those big long tunnels.
One thing that struck me though,
I couldn't believe it. The last time I went out there, and it was like 6 or 7 years ago, the last time I drove out there, all the tolls for the Ohio Turnpike and the Pennsylvania Turnpike had doubled. So it was like $12 for the Ohio Turnpike and like $20 for the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It was like $32 or whatever. This time,
it's fucking
6 years
outrageous,
later,
dude. $20 just to drive a stretch of road that taxes paid for, you know?
Six, 7 years ago. It cost me almost $50 in tax and tolls to get out there, just to get out there. So it was like $100 in tolls going back and forth. I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you kidding me? The guy, when I got off the Pennsylvania Turnpike, he said $30.75. I thought he said $13. I said, what? I said, did you say $13? He said, no, $30.75. I said, $30? And he's looking at me. He's like, no, pesos. He's like, yeah, $30. I'm like, holy crap. You guys, that's like highway robbery.
That's fucking crazy, dude. $30 just to drive on a road. And, you know, a lot of those fucking the turnpikes now, those fucking things are they're foreign-owned. Like the one in Indiana, the stretch of 80-90 through Indiana is owned by, like, this Spanish-Australian consortium. It's a company that's based out of those two countries. And they own the fucking turnpike. So we're paying a company outside of the U.S., to drive on a fucking road in Indiana.
Heck,
that is outrageous.
Spain, I'm surprised it ain't the friggin' Japanese or Chinese.
Chinese, you think? They're just buying up all the big fucking buildings in the country, man.
Yeah, they just own all the land and everything and all the buildings and property.
We're their serfs now. Did you see what they're doing with the fucking food system now, man? What they're doing is they are sending chickens, like, from America, so they'll be grown pigs. In America, they're sent over to China, processed in China, and then sent back over here again. That's got to be safe. You see all that fucking crazy shit going on in the Chinese food system, man. It's, you know.
So they'll be able to say it's they're American chickens from the USA, but they're processed in China. I wonder if they'll have to be labeled that they were processed in China.
You got to be fucking kidding me. We can't find some even immigrant labor to do that shit. Well, you know, that's probably part of the reason why is they're all getting kicked out of the country. You know, I got to tell you, this reminds me of a story. You know, when I lived out in Fort Collins, there was a place just east of Fort Collins, and I worked out there a while, Greeley, Colorado, and they have a massive feedlot. Monsanto, I believe, owns it, ConAgra.
Uh-huh.
And it's massive, dude. And this feedlot, it's so nasty that you can smell it for miles around, man. And I don't know if there's this book out called Fast Food Nation, and there's a whole chapter dedicated to this one guy that worked at that feedlot. And I'm going to be quick about this. So this guy worked there for about 20 years, forever, 15 years for a long time, doing whatever they needed, you know, cutting up the animals. It's a food processing place, just the work, you know, working on the killing floors. And then one day the cleaning crews didn't show up to clean out the big vats and shit. It's got to be done like once a day or something. So they made him crawl into these vats and clean without any protective gear, and it was all like fucking corrosive and dangerous chemicals. And the shit put him in the hospital for months, for absolute months. He could barely breathe. They thought he was going to die, you know. And at the end of the 3 months, fucking, he calls up HR and says, "I'm not getting checks anymore. What's going on?" And they go,
yeah.
"Oh, I don't know if you heard or not, but you were fired last week." Fucking, after all that, man, they fire this dude for fucking. So our food system is so fucked up in the whole.
Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Don't come back now. Here.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, man, it's messed up.
So basically, we're also eating residue of those chemicals on our food.
Well, they clean it out. I mean, I think it's sterilized by the time they get it done. But the chemicals they use to clean it the first half of the process is corrosive, and it kills you, basically. I mean, the guys, the cleaning companies that go in, they're going fucking hazmat suits. And so they sent this dude in, you know, had him clean out these fucking vats. He ends up almost dying over it, and he's in the hospital for like 3 months, and then he finds out after 3 months that he's been fired while he's still laying in the hospital bed.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, but the working conditions and shit like that in the food industry are fucking crazy. And long way around on that story, that's the only way that's the only people willing to do that are immigrants right now, man. I mean, I know there's a lot of debate about the immigrant issue, you know, and should we be letting people in and shit like that. But no one will do that work, man. No one in the United States will do that work. They can't keep it staffed, man. I mean, you're there slaughtering cows and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so somebody's got to do it. And now look what's happened. Since we don't have enough people to actually do that work of rendering the chickens and the cows and shit, it's all being sent over to China.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I'm kind of torn about the whole immigration deal, man. I mean, you know, on one hand, you know, it does kind of keep up the wages, because part of the flow of immigrants, it pushes wages down to where you can find them for cheap labor, you know. But on the other hand, man, you got to have some of those people in there to do some of the shit that no one else is willing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, nowadays, man, kids don't even want to do yard work and shit for $5 an hour, you know.
I'll tell you what, if they keep strangling the middle class like they are, you're going to have college students.
7 years of college down the drain.
Yeah. You know, it's going to matter how much college. You're going to have people with master degrees slaughtering chickens and cows.
Wow, that shit's already happening,
starving.
Man.
I
mean, that shit's already
that?
Happening.
I read,
you know,
something, basically reported that people with bachelor degrees are like, you know, obviously have a lot higher chance to get a job with a bachelor's degree than with just high school education, but I mean, you're not guaranteed a good job just because you got a bachelor's degree. I mean, there's people with all types of degrees that are just, you can't even find work.
Yeah.
You know,
I just read an article like yesterday, 2 days ago, I think it was, and I'll have to pull up, but I think it said that 1.8 million people with a bachelor's degree are out of work right now. I mean,
1.8 million.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people. I mean, you know, it's and you know, I tell you what, dude, when you hear media talking and every single time they report on the economy, they say it's getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, at the height of the fucking, we're bailing banks out and we're fucking, you know, with all of that money that was siphoned away from the lower class and middle class and sent to the banking industry, you know, all of that shit.
Hey, quit praying on
me. At the height of it, they're saying that fucking the economy is getting better.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think a lot of that's wishful thinking.
Oh, well, hell yeah, it is, dude. I mean, people are hurting everywhere right now. You know, I mean, we have record poverty numbers, and it's the media trying to convince everybody that things are okay, you know. I mean, you would never see CBS or ABC, NBC, Fox, any of them, you know, be like, things are fucked up right now. And anybody that has done that has either been chased out of media or has quit. Like Phil Donahue, he was against, he was on MSNBC and was against the Iraq War, and that motherfucker got pushed out about as quick as you can throw a rock,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Because he was against the Iraq War. He got booted off the air in probably a couple weeks, man. I mean, it was quick. You know?
Anybody that stands up against that stuff, you know, they just sweep you right out.
That dude, Dylan Radigan, he used to report for the Wall Street Journal, was a traitor for a while, and he had some epic rants on MSNBC. He had his own show for a while and just was going crazy against the financial industry, the only one on TV that was willing to do it. Only one of fucking media that I've seen on major media to do it. And he ended up quitting. He couldn't even take it anymore. And he's fucking, he's got some sort of fucking organic food co-op system for disabled vets or some crazy-ass thing. I mean, he totally got out of media, and he's gone all fucking, you know, all native, man.
Isn't that a daisy?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, you know, every time you hear the fucking media, everything's okay, and the economy's improving, and we promise you'll get a job someday. But, you know, there's so many people that have been looking for jobs forever and just can't even find one, you know. I mean, unless you want to, you know, of course there's always a McDonald's job out there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Even that
shit.
Hey,
go in the military. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You always meet people. Get in there, infantry, go over there in Afghanistan, you know. That'd be great.
That's true. Or one of the other 1,000 military installations we have around the world, you know.
Yeah.
And one of them. You know, that is one of the few choices for, you know, like, I mean, like I've talked before, you know, I live way the fuck out in the middle of nowhere. I live in a very rural area. And you know, that's one of the few choices a lot of people have.
Old DB and BFE.
Yeah, that's it, man. I am out.
Well, that's kind of, I mean, it's quite a long time ago, but that's my story, basically. You know, I was never a super great student in high school. I kind of fucked around and, you know, just got by and everything. I don't think I ever handed in one homework assignment in the last 3 years of high school. I just took tests, you know, just on listening in class. So, you know, I just got a lot of C's and B's, you know, D's, whatever. And, you know, I didn't really have a lot of options. I probably could have went to college or whatever, but I went in the Air Force. You know, it was my family pushed me toward that. My dad had been in Vietnam, you know, a Marine and all that. And so I went in the Air Force because I was, you know, you could get a trade there, college money, all that. And, you know, didn't think when I got in there we'd start having all these wars and everything, you know. But, you know, luckily I got out right before the first Gulf War. And, saved myself a lot of probably future problems, really, because, I mean, there was so much weird stuff going on with that, just through everything they put you through. So, yeah, crazy.
I'm surprised, man. I mean, it makes me wonder. That's, you know, some of the few choices you have. I guess that's one way to kind of get you to, you know, to belly up to the system one way or the other. You know, military is definitely one of them. But,
oh, yeah.
What happened to this country, man? I'm wondering, like, you know, you look at the 60s and the so-called left wing, the progressives, whatever you want to call them, liberals, they were the ones fighting, you know, rioting in the streets because there was war in Vietnam. And, you know, and the right wing was, you know, the ones that were all hardcore. And now it's almost switched, man. You see a lot of liberal people that are willing to accept this ongoing, never-ending war that we've got. And a lot of way right wing, including Tea Party people, that want to bring a lot of the military home, including Ron Paul and his faction, you know. And we're bankrupting the country, and that's the only way we're gonna save this country in terms of financially is to stop spending so much fucking money overseas. But I mean, it seems to have flipped now, man. You know, it's like I don't know what I mean. Maybe it's because we got a Democrat in presidency, you know, in sitting president. That now it's okay for, you know, everything that happened that Bush did and Obama's carrying on, and now suddenly it's all okay.
Yeah,
you know, because Obama keeps doing it.
I think that's part of it. I mean, like I said, you know, basically there's no difference between Obama and Bush other than a few social issues with Obama, 180 degrees opposite of the conservative Republicans. But, you know, they let him have those, you know, the gay marriage and a few of the issues like that, and a few social issues and a few, you know, welfare and helping the poor. But other than that, he's identical in lockstep with the whole military-industrial complex,
right,
with the whole Bush-Cheney co. They're doing the same things. All the same laws get, you know, reinforced. Or, you know, even, you know, with the NDAA, that, I mean, that's even worse than the Patriot Act, all that stuff. It just keeps going and going and going. And like, I talked to Morticia, my wife, a lot about this. And, you know, when Pugsley and Wednesday ain't around, we get these deep conversations. But I said, you know, I think she believes the same way I do. You know, I don't think that Obama or they don't have an option when they meet. You know, when they have their meetings, are you going to be able to be president? They already agreed 2 years before in advance, before they even became elected, that they'll go along with the program. And they're not gonna upset the apple cart. They're gonna keep doing the same things with the military, keep fighting the wars, keep doing.
You know
the same
what that apple cart is, man? It's that fucking Bilderberg conference where all the world leaders meet together in secrecy. They never even tell an agenda, but they come from all over the world. They're financial leaders, political leaders, corporate leaders, and that's the fucking people running it. That's the fucking people running it.
Easy, man.
Obama has attended the Bilderberg conference. Hillary has, I believe, the Mormon dude that just ran. Romney also did.
Yeah.
So they get you in there, and they get you in line. They get you in stepping order. And and it tells you who really is fucking running the deal, you know. It's not the president. He goes along with the bigger picture.
Yeah,
you know,
and
that bigger picture is supported by people that aren't elected. I mean, the bigger picture is the NSA and the CIA and all those good little acronyms and the Fed and they, you know, they've got the bigger picture going on, and they get the, you know, the leaders in there to be lockstep with what's happening in the world. And then you've got these minor, well, I don't know if you could call them minor, some of them are very major to some people, but wedge issues that supposedly separate the political parties with it. But otherwise, man, both candidates, Bush and Obama, are a perfect example. I mean, Obama was seamless in his continuity with Bush on everything about war, about corporations, about banks. Seamless, man. So it tells you that it don't matter about the fucking party or the person in there or their color of their skin. They're not the ones running the gig.
Nope.
You know? You can't. None of that matters when they get into that office, because they're not the ones running it.
Oh, dry, dry.
So that's the problem with it. Bill Moyers did this show. I think it was back in the 80s. He did this expose called the hidden government, the secret government, and it was about all of basically that. I mean, all the intelligence agencies that are really running the gig, and you know, I mean, they run all the CIA runs the wars. I mean, the Pentagon is the one that puts the CIA's intelligence behind everything that happens in a war, really.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree.
You know.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I play that one. It's so loud when I'm getting ready to pour myself a new drink, so you don't hear all the bottle clinking and I got the cold rocks put in the glass, you know, to cool it down.
That sounds good, man. I'm gonna have to have some whiskey for our next show. It's been a while since I've had some whiskey.
It's delicious. I Woodford Reserve. It's kind of weird. I had it in Kentucky. We went on the bourbon tour in Kentucky. We went down there. I had it there, and for some reason, it was the weirdest thing. I didn't like it inside the distillery. I was like, eh, because I had tried like 20 different bourbons, you know, over a 3-day period or whatever. So I didn't, or not, probably more like 30 or 35. But I tried it and I was like, eh, I didn't like it that much. But it's weird. I tried it again like a year later back in a bar here in Michigan, and I was like, man, that is good. And now it's like one of my favorites. But it's a little more. I think it's a little more expensive. This bottle here is a birthday gift, so I think it might be 40 something a bottle or 45 or something.
Yeah.
So
it's a little bit more expensive, but not too much.
Yeah.
Knob Creek, I don't mind drinking that. That's pretty good, and that's around a $28 bottle or so.
Well, if you get the single barrel Knob Creek, the 120 proof, boy, that stuff will put you in your ass.
I've never had any. Oh. Is it good?
Oh yeah, it's good. Yeah, I mean, it's very drinkable. It's got a burn to it. I mean, it's gonna heat up your throat. You're gonna get a little burn, but it doesn't have a bad aftertaste. You can drink it straight. If you drink even like about a third of the bottle, you'll be pretty much just completely shit faced unless you got a real high tolerance.
All right, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. That's a good one. You have two drinks of it, then you pretty much just stop. Because other than that, you're going to get goofy, you know? But, yeah.
Right on. Hey, if anybody feels like calling in, our number is 646-595-4686. We're Blisterfish, fairly new here on Blog Talk. We're a solid month into our show now, so
yeah.
You can't call us veterans yet, but give us a call.
Yeah.
And obviously, we talk about a little bit of everything, you know, and hey man, I was wondering, going back to that, what do you think happened? Where did it get to the point to where, we got college students rioting in the streets and even supposed liberals and progressives to them completely accepting an ongoing, never-ending war now, which is really what we've got going on. I mean, we're all over the place fighting everywhere. But, what do you think happened?
Yeah,
I don't really know, man. I can't say
guess.
That there seemed to be one thing that made so many people that believe that were against the war that had the same ideals back in the 60s, 70s. Now they accept it. They don't care about it.
Yeah, my guess is that would be the baby boomers, right, from the 60s and 70s that protested. And,
Well,
they protested the war, and they kind of, I mean, a lot of them, I think, gave up in the mid, early 70s, and they started growing up. They started getting into their 30s, late 20s, 30s, and then they got in their 40s. I think the comedian George Carlin said it the best, is we've been bought off with luxury and trinkets and gizmos and gadgets. The modern life, and we through the 80s and 90s, we've just been bought off into silence. And,
there it is.
You know, and the thing is we have such a awesome ability to get a message out there, to make a change through Facebook and all these different social media. You can really spread an idea on a mass scale that we've never been able to do before, even like this Blog Talk Radio. I mean, right now we're reaching, I can't remember how, it's been between the site views and actual
listeners. 2-3 million?
We've got about
million, roughly somewhere around there.
No, I think we're at about 130 right now. But but still, I mean, we just started this with no promotion, just word of mouth, you know, putting up a couple links off that. But I mean, still, we've been exposed to 130 people. I mean, in a year, it could be 10,000 or 5,000 or whatever, 1,000.
Yep.
And if everybody just keeps doing that, and then also with the, you know, you got the all the Occupy movements and everything. I mean, it's hard because, you know, you don't want to start getting a felony on your record for, you know, getting arrested for, you know, whatever.
Right.
Some of the stuff that some of the new laws they've passed where they can just arrest you for protesting. I mean, I've seen one of the memes on Facebook I've seen recently. They had a whole line of college students on their knees with their hands behind their backs, and they were pepper spraying them and arresting them. And
right.
They were just doing a peaceful protest somewhere. It was one of the Occupy movements or whatever. And then they
had was
the
on a college campus out in California.
Yeah. So they have that. They said arrested and charged, went to jail. And then they had the militia guys with machine with assault weapons pointed at the BLM agents and government agents pointing at them with guns, and they walk free. They don't even do nothing to them.
Yeah.
You know, so,
right.
And I'm not saying anything should have been done to them, but I'm saying nothing happened to those guys. And in these peaceful college students or peaceful young people that are protesting, they get the book thrown at them. So it's really discouraging.
You see Occupy Wall Street movement. They got crushed, man. They got kicked out of those parks continuously. They got beat on. They got their shit confiscated. They had Department of Homeland Security. They had federal agencies fighting right alongside the cops, beating on people. I saw pictures of DHS out in Oakland when they were protesting out there, and it got beaten down. And I was reading something recently saying that the main reason that this guy thought that the Occupy movement fell apart wasn't even any of that. It was because they didn't have a leader. No one would stand up and take lead entirely of the entire movement.
The one guy from D.C., I can't remember his name. He was big on Facebook a year or two ago. He went to prison for having a shotgun out in D.C., do you remember his name? His name escapes me.
Adam Koresh?
Koresh.
It starts
Adam
with a K.
It is. Yeah, Adam.
You know, David Koresh is the dude from Waco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that guy.
Yeah. No.
Adam.
But anyway, he was the one that supposedly loaded the gun, and then he also smoked weed at some smoke out in D.C. or whatever. He got arrested a couple times. They actually held him for quite a while. Federation. I think he was trying to take over that, be the leader of that. But they, for whatever reason, he never was crowned or enshrined that leader of that movement. He was a little bit older. I think he was in his 30s. But the feds kicked his door in without really any proof that he had did anything wrong. And I mean, and they just nabbed
him. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, and the thing with this, I mean, they swept through and fucked those people up, man. And they're all wild stories. Fox is reporting that there was rapes going on in the encampments and stuff like that,
Bullshit.
You know. Just fucked those people up. But, where's – people don't give a fuck, dude. It's got to be what you just said about Carlin saying we're all fucking hypnotized by our little electronic devices now. We're more concerned with sending little cute comments to each other than actually doing anything anymore. I mean, it's been years now, and it really fucking seems like there's some sort of class warfare going on. And fucking Fox would always claim that, there's a class warfare where Obama's waging warfare against the rich. That's bullshit.
Rich.
I mean,
every stat, I'm going to start getting pissed off now because I'm getting fired up a little bit, but every stat over the last 30 years has proven that the rich are getting richer and the middle class and the poor are getting poorer. I mean, every fucking stat you want to look at.
Way
richer.
I
don't know.
This is the thing. This is what drives me nuts, dude. When did it become fashionable to piss on fucking poor people? When did it become? I guess maybe it always has a little bit from rich people. I don't know. I guess they got to be able to have some sort of condemnation about somebody or something. But when the fuck did it become fashionable, even for middle class people, to piss on poor people now?
Old DB, that's the worst one. Is somehow the rich have convinced the middle class that the reason why the country's so fucked up is because the poor people and the benefits and the welfare. But yet, they're worried about a few hundred million that we – or 70 million or whatever it is we give in welfare every year. It's the smallest slice of the pie. But yet we spend, billions and billions of dollars in corporate welfare and tax subsidies corporate subsidies and bailouts and all this stuff. And that is a way, way much greater strain on the tax base than the welfare and food stamps and stuff. That's why I don't understand why middle class people, especially there's people where I used to work in a union shop that would actually still vote Republican because they're tricked by the whole gun rights thing and the abortion and religious bullshit, and they trick them into hating on Democrats, liberals, and the
union.
Poor. Unions. That are supported by Democrats.
They are the middle class. The fucking unions are the middle class.
They'll vote against their own best interests just because of an abortion issue or a religious or a guns right issue. I mean, it's
fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Where they've got people fooled, dude. Where I live, again, I'm way the fuck out in the middle of nowhere, and there's a lot of rural poverty. And you see these people living in fucking shacks and shit. I mean, they're almost.
Yeah.
I mean, they're run down fucking houses. They're falling apart. Some of them are maybe a room or two. And you got to know that those fucking people are voting Republican. And this area is almost all Republican. It's all rural. And, you know, that's the greatest scam in political history, is being able to get someone living in a fucking shack in the middle of nowhere to vote for a Republican, man. I mean, it's just shocking to me.
Totally.
It's happening everywhere. This class warfare is happening, and it's just become fucking fashionable. And I tell you, you know what? I'll say it right now. I think it was with the advent of Fox, man. And maybe it's always been that way, where I'm rich, you're poor, so I'm better than you type deal. But fucking ever since Fox popped up, and they've created a split in the country. And fooled so many people into thinking the bullshit that they do, it's become fashionable to hate on people, not even poor people, people that only make $8 an hour. You know, minimum wage people they hate on now. You know?
Hey, DB, we got a – yep, I agree with you totally. We got a caller online, and I'm going to put him on. Okay.
You're right.
Here we go. Go ahead, caller. Where do you hail from, and what's your name?
Howdy, cousin.
Oh, I know who this is. This is Cousin Dave from Pennsylvania.
Brian?
Yeah, I was just talking about my trip out to Pennsylvania. This is my cousin Dave. He's my favorite cousin and a good friend, and has a beautiful place out in eastern Pennsylvania. And we were just talking about some of the stuff that was going on there. So, that's cool. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here listening to a great show, man. Great show!
thanks. So, you hear anything you like? Or I know
that last guy was fucking awesome.
That's old DB, Dennis. Old DB.
Hey,
Western Michigan.
Yeah, you guys are doing a good show. I just tuned in. I'm going to put it in my favorites, though.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
So you didn't hear us bashing religion earlier in the Catholic Church, did you?
I wanted to say God bless you guys. You guys are doing the Lord's work, and I'm very proud of you and happy. I want to say bless your show. Bless you guys.
All right. Thank you.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just locking up the chickens and having a beer here and tuning in. And I'm digging it a lot.
Cool.
It was great having
you
out here, cuz. Good fire. Good fire.
Oh, yeah, we had an awesome fire.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We had an epic bonfire. Dave had... we had about a 10-12 foot pile with about a 20 foot circumference of just. He had a bad ice storm out there like a month earlier, and a lot of trees and everything. We just stacked up all this wood and trash and everything that he was trying to burn, and he poured about a gallon of gas on it, and we lit that thing up, and oh my God, that thing was, you couldn't even stand about, you had to stand about 25-30 feet away from it. It was so hot.
We burned it all, and Cletus got a good video of that.
Yeah, that's my my redneck alter ego is Cletus. I put the Cletus teeth in, and I say things like, "That son of a bitch is lit." You know,
all dancing around
there.
It.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, who's your partner there, Brian?
This is Dave. This is old DB Dennis, and he's my co-host. Good friend. Fred from back in high school, been kept in touch with him throughout the years, and he's the one that turned me on to Blog Talk Radio and got me set up with the show and everything. So, good buddy.
Okay, cool, Dennis. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice meeting you. Hey, how did we end up, I was thinking about this, how did we end up reconnecting? I know I hadn't talked to you for years after graduating. I'm trying to think of how the hell we ended up.
The first time, I don't know. It wasn't Facebook, was it? Because I talked to you before Facebook, I believe. Yeah,
it was MySpace.
Was it MySpace? It might have been
MySpace or something when that was still going on.
Something like that.
I think that might have been it. I don't know.
Like 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, I was trying to think of how the hell we ended up, reconnecting. Because I know you called in when, I had a previous show when I did that with someone else, and you called in a few times to that, and that was one of the first times we talked again in quite a bit.
Yeah.
Can you listen to this show like just during when it's live, or you guys can you listen to it later?
Yeah, you can listen to it live. You have to go to the link that I sent you. And that's the live link, I believe. Or you can just stay online, and I can hang up and mute you, and you can just listen to it on the phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got
it'll
it on live.
It'll be later, too, though. You know, it's available as a download later.
Oh, okay.
All done.
Isn't that a daisy?
Yeah. Yeah, all those shows are archived, so you can listen to them later. You know, you can listen to yourself on there or whatever, and, so that's kind of cool.
Listening to you guys talk about UFOs and Bigfoot and all that stuff, right?
We might.
How the poor are being downtrodden, and the rich are assholes.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm
sitting
here trying to make a living. I'm breaking my back.
Yep.
Well, I can't get ahead.
That's the problem is, like we're talking about, man, we've got a middle class that for a lot of the middle class don't like poor people anymore, and one way or the other, man, they're bringing down the country or they're a drag on it. But, the middle class and even people that are making $250,000 a year, $250,000 a year are much closer in income to that poor person living on the street than they are to the 1% that are making obscene amounts of money right now. I mean, really, 1%, if it's the 1%, you're making about $2.5 million a year to even fall in that category, which is a massive amount of money.
If you're making $250,000 a year, $250,000, you're like in the upper 3%.
You're doing good,
but
you're still, back to my point, you're still at $250,000, you're still closer to that dude living on the street than you are the upper 1% in terms of revenue.
Yeah.
Danger, danger. Well, it's the dark hand. The people that live in the dark, you never hear from them, and they're ruling the world, and, they're pushing the buttons, and they're starting the wars. And they say, okay, we can make a little money here, we can make more money here, more money there, and they don't give a shit about you or me,
Well, that's what it's all. I mean, if we were to pass a law that you couldn't make money off of war, it'd probably end tomorrow.
Yeah.
Minus a few things where we got to defend ourselves and stuff, it would end the next day. I mean, that's really. I mean, you got these companies making massive amounts of money on military and support of the military, whatever else, man. If we pass a law saying you can't make money off of killing other people off of war, break even, then that's fine. But it'd probably end tomorrow. They don't have a reason to be out, where we are in the world today, all over, killing the people we are for the most part,
Yeah,
it's the machine.
It's a massive dragnet all over the world, and it's out of control, and it's all because of the money they're making off of it.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
They're coming to get you guys.
Yeah, the black helicopters.
Well, all right, cousin, I'm going to go, and I'm going to wish you a good show. Nice meeting you, Dennis,
meeting you.
Keep on.
All right. Yeah. Thanks
all
for
right.
calling in.
All right.
Yep.
Talk
See
to you later,
you.
Dave.
Bye.
We got another call, Dennis. Do you want to take it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see if I know how to run this thing. Yeah. Nope.
You bringing him on?
No, 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 yeah. You're doing it all wrong.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
I tell
you're
you,
right.
What was that, Dennis?
Nothing. You bringing him on? We got anybody?
Yeah, I'm bringing him on.
All right.
Hello, caller. Where do you hail from? What's your name?
You talking to me?
Oh, no.
Well, I can't tell, man. With all this commie gibberish, you guys, this commie satanic gibberish you guys are blowing up.
Here we go again with the satanic. There ain't nothing satanic going on here. Well,
you know what, man? Listen, you guys, what's that?
Who is this?
Oh, right,
it's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
There you go. You know what? It's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you called. Is this the Jeffrey that called 2 weeks ago?
This is the Jeffrey that called 2 weeks ago. You guys were running off all your anti-homosexual stuff. You know, Colin, what's wrong with you people? What are you guys doing on the air?
I'm not anti-homosexual. What's that?
What are you guys still doing on the air, spouting off all that satanic shit?
There's no satanic stuff being spouted off here. Jeffrey, I mean,
you guys were all on the air last week trying to disprove the Lord.
I'm going to put you on hold so I can talk.
put you on hold.
You're on hold, Jeffrey.
You're crazed with power, man.
Yeah, we're not. I'm putting him on hold. I'm like Rush Limbaugh.
You are crazed with power.
We're not spewing satanic theology or anything. We're talking about current events, stuff that's happened in our lives, stuff that is in the news, reported by credible news sources. We're not spewing satanic stuff. We're not pro. We're not anti-homosexual. I don't know where you got that from. I mean, we're not homosexual, but we're for all rights, human rights and civil rights for all people, all creeds, all sexual orientations. That's the way it is. We're not, if you got a problem with that, then, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Okay, you're back on the air. There you go. You're back on the air, Jeffrey. I thought you were. Maybe you're not. There you go. You're back on the air, Jeffrey.
Am I back on the air?
He pushed you into a little corner there. He made you go sit in the corner for a minute.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I have
what do you mean I
got to
sit in the corner? Listen, man, I sit in God's corner. You guys are the ones spouting off trying to disprove the existence of Jesus. What is wrong with you people?
I don't know.
There's nothing to disprove.
That's all you guys were doing. You're talking all your satanic crap, sitting there talking about how Jesus don't exist and it's all a bunch of lies. What's he?
And then down a beer?
Sexual stuff?
7 o'clock in the morning. Scotch?
You guys are gonna suffer the wrath. That's all I'm telling you.
Oh God.
That's just what this world needs. Another internet radio with all your hippy dippy shit.
you are a hippie, aren't you, Pastor? I know you're a hippie.
Yeah.
I am not a hippie.
No. The subject when we started talking about hippies, we were talking about the 60s and 70s liberal movement. We were talking about what happened, why did it stop, and what happened to the modern times.
Why did it stop? Because God punished all them people.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He made them all get their hair cut.
All right, it's George Lee.
Listen, man, what do you guys know about the 60s anyways? You weren't even alive in those days.
I was alive in the 60s.
Two. What, for a year?
Yeah, two. I was two.
You were two. What do you know about the 60s?
I know a lot about the 60s. I actually,
like what?
Jeffrey, against popular knowledge, I do read books.
No, you're doing it all wrong. Yeah.
There's only one book you need to read, and that was the book you guys were trying to disprove.
We haven't tried to disprove anything. We haven't talked about the Bible at all on this show.
I didn't listen. You guys cut me off. You guys cut me off last time.
I didn't cut you off at all. You talked for about 20 minutes.
It was the end of the show. Our show ended.
Yeah, we had.
Oh yeah, whatever. You know what? Just no. You know what? Just when you guys were getting nailed, and I was proving all my points. You guys had to cut me off. You had to pull a Peter Werby on me and cut me off.
You were proving your points about God. I'd love to hear those.
That's right.
I don't think that's ever happened yet.
Jesus and God loves everybody. Okay? And you guys were trying to disprove that.
Especially when he creates floods to kill them all. That's when he loves them the most.
Because they were sinners.
Right. Everybody in the world was a sinner except for the boat.
Ignorance. They were polluting the world with their ignorance like you two are.
They're in the pontoon drinking their bud.
I told you
God loves everybody
except homosexuals and you gay lovers.
Oh, God. This is gay lovers. Now we're gay lovers.
That's right. You guys support it.
And you don't?
I don't. No, I don't.
Pretty sure.
I don't. I know. I'm going to tell you something, man. You guys laugh. When the Lord is judging you, you won't be laughing. You won't be laughing when you're sitting in that lake of fire.
What do you think you'll be doing?
I'm going to
be
sitting up in God's kingdom.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong religion.
Yeah.
There ain't no virgins up there. It's paradise up there.
God's been busy if there's no virgins in heaven, man.
You know what? Don't be mocking the Lord. Don't be insinuating that he's having sex with virgins up there. Don't even. God is beyond any physical relationship with any of us.
Except for Mary.
Our minds can't even comprehend.
He had a one-on-one relationship with Mary.
Yeah.
He did not. See, that's just the filth that I'm talking about. He did not come down and have sex with Mary.
Oh, he didn't?
He planted the seed. It was not anal. Now, you guys are just being stupid. There's you and your homosexual stuff again, talking about anal.
We weren't ripping on the Bible till you came on, Jeffrey. Nobody said nothing about the Bible. You came
I'm
on.
Continuing
now
on after
on
you
Bible.
Guys hung up on me last time.
That was 2 weeks ago. I haven't even thought about you at all in 2 weeks.
I bet you have, you and your homosexual tendencies. I bet both of you have.
Shit. You're out of your mind.
You know, we talked about this before, man. I mean, it's okay if you don't like the gays. I mean, normally, you know, those are the people that are the gay people. The ones that hate the gays the most are the gays themselves.
I have no problem with the gay people.
We are already being gay. We are all right.
I have no problem with gay people. I have no problem with gay people as long as you put them on an island where they're by themselves. And they can live that lifestyle. They can live that life of sin and quit polluting the rest of the world with their garbage.
Yeah.
I thought that was Hawaii.
Maybe you two can go on that island with them.
That's not Hawaii. It must be Bermuda.
It's not Hawaii,
then.
No.
Oh, our Bermuda.
It is not Hawaii. Not.
The only thing I like is this.
What do you like?
I like women.
You guys are going to be so stoned one day.
God impregnating Mary.
Yep.
You guys are going to be so stoned one day. You guys are going to be so sorry one day.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be laughing when you're sitting in that lake of fire feeling all that pain and the horror. And the gnashing of teeth and your blood boiling. You're not gonna be laughing.
I'm gonna
be praying for you.
There'll be a lake in front of me, I'll be fishing.
Yeah, you'll be fishing, all right. You'll be the one being fished.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Satan will be putting that hook in your mouth and frying you up.
Oh, great.
Yahoo! That's right. I'm I'm gonna keep listening to your show. I'm gonna keep correcting you guys.
All right, please do.
You guys are speaking all your anti-government stuff.
That's for sure. We need a fact checker.
You guys are speaking all your anti-government. Listen, the reason why our government is so screwed up because they took God out of the government. They took God out of the schools. It's all in the Bible. When you take God out, that's it. The end of times is coming. You guys are all laughing.
It's everywhere.
You guys are going to be laughing when the rapture starts.
It's in school.
You guys won't be laughing in the Battle Armageddon. You're going to be crying wishing you had your mamas.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Yep.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Exactly. Exactly. You play that for yourself.
Yeah.
You guys think it's funny,
you,
man.
Jeffrey. Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. But I don't mind you. I don't mind you listening, Jeffrey. But if you're gonna call in and you're just gonna, all you're gonna do is insult us, maybe better if you just listen and not call in.
Listen,
no,
I can't help
but call
in when you guys are
calling in. Fact check, you know, some of God stuff. I mean,
go to Snopes.com or factcheck.org.
I am not insulting you guys. I am not insulting you guys now one bit.
I'm trying
to help you. I'm trying to warn you.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
But if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw in
the
key.
You guys are the ones cutting me off. You guys are the ones cutting me off with all your stupid, you know, your drops and stuff.
I'm not cutting you off with the drops. I can hear you over the drops. I don't know if the listeners can, but I can hear you over the drops.
Yeah, well, I can't. I'm just trying to help you guys, man. You guys think I'm coming out here and insulting you?
I appreciate it. I mean, any advice you can give to me about fictional literature, I'd love to hear it.
It is not fictional literature.
Maybe we can turn it into like a little book club. We can talk about other fictional books.
You tell me one part of the Bible that's not true. That's not that. You tell me.
I don't know.
Come
the
on.
Unicorns, the dragons.
You know what? That's dumb. Tell me one part of Scripture. Tell me one part.
The fucking what other fictional characters are in the Bible?
What else?
There's a huge list of them.
The whole fucking book.
Well,
there's a whole
huge list of them, but you can't tell me what they are. What are they?
The whole book of Exodus, the top
archaeologists.
The whole book of Exodus. Jewish, they just admitted that Exodus never happened. It never happened. So there you go.
Yes,
I mean,
it did.
What else do you want? No, it did not.
Yes,
happen.
It did.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All you
okay.
non-believers, all you gay lovers and non-believers, man, you guys are all going to be, y'all going to be sorry.
What do you think is going to happen to you?
I know what's going to happen to me. I'm going to go to paradise. I'm going to be with
the You ever been on a real shrimp boat?
No.
No,
but I've been on a real big boat.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Mr. Gump. I know that.
Yeah.
You guys did that one to me last week. You need to get some new drops.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Apparently, we've got to have the standbys, but, I mean, apparently we're going to have to get more drops with you you being here. I mean, I don't know. I could think of a whole bunch of new ones.
You know what? You guys might not like me, but that's okay. I'm going to keep trying to help you guys.
I don't not like you, Jeffrey. It's just you're attacking us, saying things we're not saying. We did not attack the Bible. At the beginning of the show,
you guys said to call in and talk about whatever you want. I'm continuing on with last week.
That's good. We appreciate it.
You are, yeah. You
because you guys
you want,
cut me off in the middle of my points because you knew I was right, so you had to worry me. That's what you did.
What points were you making?
I got
worried. I have a hard time recalling what points you were making.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? Man. You know, I'll get through to you guys sooner or later. Sorry. I'm gonna drop back. I'm going to listen to what you guys are talking about. I'm going to listen to more of your heathen talk. I'm going to listen to all your anti-American government crap. You guys sit here and insult God and this great nation. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Hey, quit praising on me.
Good. I appreciate that you're enjoying us here. I'm glad.
I didn't say I was enjoying it.
We're just trying to be entertaining,
I'm trying to how can I enjoy listening to you guys on this terrible path you're on?
Well, obviously we've been insightful for you to
I feel
call
bad
in
for you. You guys haven't made a normal point yet. You haven't made a good point.
unicorns aren't a good point.
Here we go.
Yes.
I'm completely operational, and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
Ah! I feel good. That's all right. That's all right. You guys make fun. Make fun. I gotta go now. You guys have a blessed evening.
Yeah.
All right, have fun. Go bless some people.
All right,
I am
Jeffrey.
Not going to bless
How
any people.
How dare you break wind before me?
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't know it was your turn.
See, and I'm trying to have a normal little conversation with you guys, and you interrupt me. Just because I believe
ahead,
in something different than you guys do. I was just saying,
well,
I was chiming in on the show, and I got to go. My back's been hurting me. I got to go get a massage.
I thought only gay people got massages. That's not true.
No. No.
Oh, all right.
I get massaged by a woman.
Oh,
and she's very good.
Okay.
She's
you
Korean.
You just think about
Korean. There you go. Nice. Nice.
She's
there
Korean.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you guys have a blessed evening. I have to go to the shiatsu parlor.
All right,
Jeffrey.
I will be chiming in again. I'm gonna change you guys. I'm gonna let you guys see the light one day. I promise you, you're gonna be happy. You guys have spoken to me. I promise.
Right. Okay. We'll talk to you later, Jeffrey.
All right. Call back some other time.
Bye,
Center. Crazy religious person.
Bye, Center.
Now, keep listening. All right. Bye. Oh my God. That guy is crazy.
So speaking of crazy religious people, dude, I know we've been...
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. He's enjoyable.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm glad
he's
called
funny,
in.
But he's funny, but I don't think he's listening to what we're saying because
they're
calling us that we're ripping on the Bible, and nobody was ripping on the Bible.
I know we weren't talking about it, but last week. I think that's where he's most comfortable.
He's thinking about two weeks ago what we talked about. Shit, I don't even know what we talked about.
I don't either.
So I can't remember. You know, I'm like three glasses of bourbon in and a couple of beers, and I'm not even thinking about 2 weeks ago. Jesus Christ, he's sitting there getting all mad about that. I'm like, I don't even know what he's talking about. So
I try and purge this shit right after we get done with the show, man.
I know. This is like therapy. I blurted it all out, and then we're done.
7 years of college down the drain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. Speaking of crazy religious people, we've been talking about Pat Robertson. I just pulled up this random list of the craziest things that he said. Sounds a lot like our caller there in some respects. But here's number one. Men with rebellious wives should live where wife beating is legal. That's his number one.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
All right. Here's a crazy one. This is something that, like, my Amish neighbors would believe. You should cast demons out of secondhand clothes you buy, lest their previous owner's evil infect you.
Oh, my God. That's nuts.
Here's number three. God punishes people for having too much education. If you're too fucking smart, he's gonna fucking smack you down. God hates smart people. Women just discovered porn and quite possibly sex. He was talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
It's just recently been discovered.
Well, I live with a very dangerous woman.
There you go. Sorry.
this is my favorite, man. He just said this not too long ago. Beware of scamsters in religious garb. I mean, if he wasn't fucking talking about himself, I don't know who was. Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was him speaking about himself right there, trying to expel the demons of all the millions of dollars he's robbed from fucking people around the world with his fake religious bullshit that he's been
espousing. And all the businesses he's bought from all the millions he's pilfered from poor fucking old people. I don't know this for a fact, but I heard he owns a diamond mine in Africa. Are you fucking kidding me?
And he owns his own fucking network. You know, 700 Club, man. I mean, I don't know if it's broadcasting off his own network, but it's on everywhere still. It's all over fucking.
Yeah, it's on a lot of cable. Yeah.
Yeah, ABC Family and shit. I'm thinking, what the fuck is that doing there? So this one, I can almost agree with him a little.
You certainly seem to be in touch with your anger.
The government is gearing up to round up Americans for unspecified reasons.
Now, I actually, I don't know. If
that's what I'm saying. I have a tendency to believe that occasion.
I think that I've seen things where they're categorizing people into different groups, threats, noncompliance, people that are sympathizers to the government, whatever, They have there's literally 9 different fucking categories. Within each category, you're listed in one of them through what you do on Facebook, all your purchases, everything they track. You're listed in one of those 9 or I don't know if it's 9 or 8, 9 or 10, whatever it is. You're in one of those in whatever category you're in. That's the threat level you'll be assigned, and then you could go to a concentration camp. You could be outright exterminated. You could be scheduled for re-education, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, it could be – I don't want to totally discount that, but, just because he said it already makes me not want to believe it more.
Like I said, I have a tendency to believe it a little bit, but, that is really what the NDAA is. I mean, it gives authority to our military, which never before was able to do so because of the Posse Comitatus Act. They weren't supposed to act as police officials in our own country.
Well, what I want to say, Dennis, is one of the reasons why that BLM and the NSA and the Homeland Security and all this, they're becoming – and local police forces are becoming so militarized, for lack of a better word, is because that they still are trying to go by Posse Comitatus, not have the military attack civilians. So they're basically militarizing all these other forces. And if you've noticed, even like when I go up to my local police force on Mac here in Grosse Pointe, and we go by there, I look and there's like these military vehicles out there.
Fucking tanks and shit, dude.
Yeah. They never used to have that stuff. Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm like, what the hell is this shit for?
Yep.
And then you'll see cops. I was out in Canton. This is a couple of years ago. I was out in Canton. I seen a cop in a military-style vehicle pull somebody over for a traffic stop, and he had full body armor on with a helmet. And he was
unbelievable.
He was giving a guy a ticket in Canton, Michigan.
Can you imagine being pulled over by that shit? I'd be like, holy fuck, I'm about to die. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, this is insane,
That's the problem. So much money is flowing into the fucking military, and when we don't have use for those vehicles or armament anymore, it's starting to go into our fucking local police forces, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're turning into a de facto military. They had fucking grenade launchers, and they've got these sound weapons now that make your skin fucking feel like it's boiling and shit. And I mean, they've got some crazy fucking shit going on.
Oh yeah, it's unfucking believable all the shit they're getting. I mean, they're getting, like you said, military weapons, military grade weapons, vehicles, armor. They're getting the whole outfits. They look like stormtroopers. It's unbelievable what's going on. I mean, it's really scary.
Well, again, we were talking about last week, the Boston bombings, man. You see some of those fuckers walking down the street 10, 20 strong. They're looking like stormtroopers. They ain't looking like fucking.
Yeah.
And if I was in one of those neighborhoods, I'd be a whole lot less worried about some fucking 19-year-old bombing fanatic than the motherfucker trying to knock my door down to come in and look for him. You know, dressed up like a stormtrooper.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I would kill everyone in this room for a drop of sweet beer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Homer. Yeah, Homer. Old Homer. Can't go wrong with Homer.
Can't
but,
go wrong with
know,
the Simpsons, man.
I love it. Yeah, it's
but
totally
I, you know,
true,
I mean, even
in
comparison to 30, 40 years ago, man, it was just your friendly neighborhood police guy where he carried a fucking sidearm and a baton and a stick, you know?
Yeah.
That was it. He had a six-shot revolver and a stick, and he was the one that was in the community. Now it's all these fuckers that look like they're ready to bash your fucking head in at the slightest, you know, slightest provocation. And I tell you, that may go back to when I was saying, how come we don't see people, you know, protesting and even rioting to a certain extent with some of the stuff going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's because if you do nowadays, man, you got the fucking – you got Darth Vader and his forces coming after you, beating your head in.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know,
it's a way different response now
than it was back in the 60s. And they don't think twice about fucking you up anymore. I mean, with,
Danger.
Yeah, totally.
With the weapons they fucking got, too, man. I mean, it's wicked. It's wicked.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. That's crazy. All right, here's number seven. Abortion is a lesbian conspiracy. That's what's crazy, number seven. Oh, this is a good one.
What's number eight?
Atheists are trying to steal Christmas to make you miserable. We're like the Grinch.
Wait a minute. They're trying to steal Christmas to make you miserable.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Atheists are trying to steal Christmas to make you miserable.
Good creep. What's number nine?
Number nine, the earthquake punished Haitians for overthrowing slavery.
They
had to live through the earthquake because they shook their bonds with slavery.
I remember that one.
All right, number 10, it's loading. Awesome. The page is loading here.
Wait. Here we go. What's number 10?
All right, here we go.
What's number 10?
Divorce is wrong. Unless your wife gets sick. He was talking about some dude, his wife was all mentally ill, and he recommended that the guy says, I know it sounds cruel, here's the quote, direct quote, I know it sounds cruel, but if he's going to do something, he should divorce her and start all over again. He said, oh, but to make sure, and then he's trying to sound less awful. He says, but to make sure she has custodial care, you know, with someone looking after her.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck her if she gets sick.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't have the fucking, him wanting to send assassins down to kill Chavez in Venezuela. I thought
well,
that was
he did
want to
do that, didn't he? Don't we
say
that before?
Hell yeah, he did. He said that. But it didn't make the list.
You know, can you imagine that in a Sunday sermon as mega church in front of thousands of people? You know, turn the other cheek, Christ said, and treat those as you would want to be treated yourself. And we need to go down and send assassins to kill Chavez. Yeah,
want to be treated, and as if your wife gets sick, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. That's awesome. And all the congregation said. Yeah.
Well, I religion's a big one and why people are willing to accept the authority especially what's beginning to be oppressive authority of the government right now, especially the local police forces and stuff. I mean, you know, when you got a cop behind you, man, you don't do you feel dread or do you feel comfort? You know,
yeah.
Especially good
examples
like
that
you just talked about, fuckers in a military vehicle and all dressed up. I mean, I'd be thinking I was about to die. You know,
I don't feel totally safe. That's for sure.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what
I don't know, man.
Is it, man?
It's messed up, and there's got to be a reason for the increase in it. And it feels like I mean, it's a scary thing. It almost feels like it's coming to a head with these Bundy Ranch things, and people are getting tired of it. And there's going to be a flash point somewhere. And man, I hope it. You know, hopefully it doesn't. I can't. The Bundy thing I've got mixed feelings about, dude. I see where people are tired of the government, and they're tired of its fucking oppressive ways and doing too much. But this dude is a ranching millionaire. He's rich.
But he's not.
In the end, it came down to me like he was a fucking millionaire bitching about paying for taxes. I mean, that's really what it came down to for me. So I don't know, not everybody would agree with it. And the government way fucking overstepped the boundaries.
Oh, that's the big issue is, you know, it's the state controlled public land, and now the feds are coming in to try to take his cattle and stuff. My whole thing is, should he have paid his taxes if it's legal? Yeah, he should have. He said it's illegal. His lawyers said it was illegal, so he was fighting it, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. So they send in a military style attack force to frickin' try to scare them into it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's the fucked up thing.
I mean, both sides are probably wrong, but, you know, I mean, I'm always going to err on the side of freedom and on the side of liberty. I am fucking sick. We got too many goddamn fucking laws in this fucking country. There's too many laws. There's too many statutes. There's too many taxes. There's too much bullshit. And you know, I may be wrong siding with the Bundy, Clive Bundy and his family, but you know what? I'm fucking tired of it. I'm to the point now where I can't take it no more.
Yeah.
I'll side with him just as a matter of principle. Stick up for him. You know, all these people, all these militia people that went out there with their guns and stuff and stood down the government officials, I'm for them. But, you know, I also understand that I think they want that to happen. I got this weird paranoia. They're trying to force a rebellion.
Yep.
And then
I almost think that too.
That
they're trying to force something out to call out, and then from there you're going to see gun control laws and things like that.
They're not going to get gun control laws by voting. People won't support it. But if they have a major incident where things get crazy and they could prove that somebody, there's a group within America that's bombing or attacking, you know, civilians or whatever, they'll get more public support of, you know, the government and people, you know, to control this stuff. So I think they're actually trying to cause this stuff to happen. So I'm really, really, really suspicious when I see these stories on MSNBC, Fox, especially CNN and Fox. When I see their stories and when they talk about this stuff, I only believe maybe half of it, if that, you know.
Yeah, I agree too. I agree with you too. It's just too much. It's too much. Too many laws. I mean, a cop can pull you over for anything now. I mean, there's so many laws about driving to harass you. They can pull you over for just about anything now. They can just about come into your home for just about anything now. And, in fact, there's laws now because of the Patriot Act where they can, if they suspect you of, you know, terrorism or whatever, they can come in and go through everything you own and leave and you never, you know, never know again. They don't even need a warrant for it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's really crazy.
Yeah, Patriot Act was the fucking supreme, you know, a dick punch for liberty, man. I mean, that fucked people, this country up bad. And there's all kinds of executive orders where they're able to take over the water systems and the telecommunication systems, and it's just too much, man. It's too much.
Yeah.
And it just needs to simplify. I think just life in general, man, technology. I'm not even saying it's a technology thing. But there's so many. I mean, look at our financial industry, all these fucking derivatives and shit that no one understands that brought the whole country down, and we ended up paying trillions of dollars to. It's because it's too complex, and they made it that way, you know? So that they're the only ones that could understand the wording and what the fuck was going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just simplify it. And it certainly comes back to our government, man. Our government needs to fucking, you know, too many laws and things just need to simplify.
Yeah. Now we got a whole, basically a Vegas-style gambling system is the whole, you know, as far as the
financial system.
Financial system is just a big gamble.
Yeah, man, they're gambling.
It's
a Ponzi scheme. Even fucking Madoff said that. Look, he stole, what was it, $50 billion. Here's another good example of how rigged the bullshit is. I mean, Madoff stole $50 billion from a lot of rich people, a lot of not so rich, a lot of like school employee pensions and shit were in this stuff.
Upper middle class, yeah.
What's that?
I said upper middle class.
Yeah. So, but some were rich,
yeah.
You know. I mean, there were some rich people.
But
they all lost massive amounts of money. And it all went into one bank account at Chase. One bank account. This dude funneled, you know, they still don't even know, but there's somewhere between $30 and $50 billion illegally. And it all went through one bank account. And you're telling me that bank didn't know about that?
Oh,
you know,
Jesus
come
Christ.
On.
No, they did.
Fuck yeah,
they did. All of a sudden, this guy's funneling in tens and tens of millions of dollars, and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Billions, tens of billions.
Billions.
Billions. He'd stole and lost. And where did that money go to? Where the fuck could you funnel $30 to $50 billion to? You know what I'm saying? It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't fucking disappear into thin air. So it's fucked up, man. It's totally rigged. It's a big Ponzi system, and all of these derivatives are gambling, you know.
Yeah.
They're gambling that a bunch of people are going to lose their fucking houses. That's what those derivatives were. They knew that they were selling a bunch of bad mortgages, and then they sold all those packaged derivatives that said that all those people were going to lose their fucking mortgages. After selling them to them, they knew it. You know, it's fucked up, dude. So, you know, there's two lives. I mean, all these people have, not one person's really gone to jail besides Madoff. And I think there's a guy, a trust fund guy down in Texas that went to jail, Stanford or something. But two people, and look how many hundreds, if not thousands, of people were committing crimes on Wall Street.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You talk about that class warfare, dude. That's it. I mean, there's two sets of laws. Anybody, if you're rich, man, you know, you can get off for fucking anything. Did you see that DuPont Air, dude? This thing is disgusting. He was convicted of raping his 3-year-old daughter, and he got fucking probation for it. Because the reasoning the judge gave for this DuPont Air to not go to jail is she said that he would not do well in jail.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that a daisy?
He got fucking probation. And they think he may have raped his own son also. But they've got proof that he raped his 3-year-old daughter. And he didn't sent to jail.
Oh, my God.
Or how about that other one, that fucking that teen with affluenza? He was drunk and he killed those 4 people in that car. And he got off.
Dennis, I'm throwing the noose up over the beam here in the basement. I hear you. Oh, man, it's depressing. Fucking unbelievable, some of this shit that goes on.
You know what? One of my favorite quotes of religion is this, man. It's from Napoleon, and he says the only reason that religion exists is so that the poor people don't kill the rich people.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that's true. You know.
So, I mean, you're talking about your control and the reasons people accept this kind of shit. You'd think, speaking of the phrase, you'd think someone would, you know, there'd be some fucking storming of the Bastille here somewhere, and no one gives a fuck. I mean, what's it going to take?
Yeah.
What's it going to take for someone, like a massive group in this country, to stand up? I don't know, maybe it's this is the Bundy Ranch thing or something, but
I don't think that'll be it.
You don't think so? Occupy Wall Street did it for a bit. You know, but there's just nothing ongoing that's fighting against all this fucking crazy class warfare shit that's going on against the middle class.
I think that could be the beginning of it. I think that it could be the beginning of it, but I don't think that'll be the linchpin that'll just launch the fucking revolution or whatever, you know. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But you think it would be something. But you know, when you turn on the TV, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier, everything's fine. The economy is getting better. And but, you know, they don't – I mean, I don't know if I ever saw one story, like, about the NDAA or you know, certainly not anything about the militarization of the police or the, you know, I mean, all these things we talk about, man, you will never, ever see that on mainstream media. They're there to, you know, to hold the status quo, to make sure that we're supporting the 1%, you know, and really the reason that we're all over the world, it isn't for fucking freedom, dude. It's to secure natural resources. You know, it's to prop up the corporations. You know, that's the reason. I mean, Afghanistan just struck fucking with that mineral that's used in computers and phones and shit. And I can't think of the name of it, but I don't think we'll ever leave Afghanistan because of that, you know?
Yeah.
But we don't leave anywhere anyway. We invade it. I mean, you know, we're still in Germany.
Yeah.
You know? We don't leave anywhere. Once we're there, we're there.
Yeah.
You know?
So, amazing.
And just think of all that money, man. I mean, you know, Eisenhower made that speech about the military-industrial complex on the last day he was sitting president. Telling the country to beware of the military-industrial complex.
You will never hear that again.
Never.
Four, three,
and if you
two,
do,
one,
it's going to end
fire.
Up like JFK. JFK made cryptic speeches about the world order and there's going to be a revolution coming.
Yeah.
And you know, all kinds of cryptic speeches and things like that.
Yeah.
And one of his things he was trying to do was, you know, the Congress is by law able to print money, and we did so from 1776 to 1913. Congress did until the Federal Reserve took it over, you know, and passed the Federal Reserve Act and shit. He was trying to re-implement the Congress starting to print money again.
Yeah, and that was one of the main reasons why I thought he was killed.
Me too.
But they, for whatever reason, they never followed that angle a whole lot. I don't know.
They would never say that, you know, ever.
Yeah, well,
I mean, even
saying,
if it was.
Although, that is exactly what I wanted to talk about, Dennis. Another angle I wanted to head towards. One of the angles on the tags I put on the show was, this show is titled You Have to Belong to It. And one of the angles was, do you think Hollywood predicts and has a commentary on what has happened to us and what is coming for us in the future through the different movies and the different things that they put out. And I kind of think they do in a lot of ways. They, like, put out movies that kind of, like, spell out the program that was being laid out for people, for this country, for the world, whatever. And that was the thing with the whole thing with the I'm trying to think of the director that made the assassination movie of John F. Kennedy.
Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone. I was like, why? You know, I was like, you know, he's covering all these different angles, but I'm like, what? You know, the angle to me was the whole, you know, financial angle. I always, to me, the financial thing is always is the main. You know, when you want to follow back,
follow the
back
money.
Follow the money. Follow who, the gold.
Yep.
Who controls wealth?
Who makes
the
money?
That,
who's making money
who
off of it? If something happens,
yes.
Who's making money
yes.
off of it? That's the big one. No matter what it is, if there's some sort
that's
of world
say.
Crisis or an outbreak of disease, or who makes money off of that? And that's where it starts coming down to the nitty-gritty, whether there's something fucked up or not. You know.
Exactly.
That's that book from Naomi Klein, Shock Doctrine. And she doesn't believe in the Illuminati or the New World Order or anything like that. But she does outline in her book about how corporations around the world now foster instability. And then when governments fail or whatever else, they swoop in. And with their own money, worldwide corporations, they swoop in and dominate the direction of the country in terms with their money, in terms of you know, laws and whatever else. And she had instances of like Ford Motor Company, you know, and Chiquita Banana. They had their own fucking assassination teams down in South America. Chiquita Banana owned 70% of the private land in Guatemala for quite a while, and they were heavy-handed. They had their own fucking hit squad, and if you didn't want to sell your land, they'd go out and harass your family and eventually kill it if you didn't sell to them. And she's just numerous instances. That book is a fucking just a jaw-dropper, dude. If you even the first couple chapters, she talks about the beginning, the origins of Shock and Awe. And what Shock and Awe was when the CIA fucking financed these psychological experiments on people that were mainly normal for the most part.
Yeah.
And it started in a hospital up in Montreal, and they paid this doctor, I forgot his fucking name, but to do all these shock experiments on people to see if they could, if he could make them lose their memory. And he did it to numerous people for years, for over a decade.
Marge, are we Jewish?
No, huh?
Woohoo!
And that was the fucking beginnings of that whole MK Ultra program, psychological warfare, all that fucking crazy shit that still rears its ugly head today, man, that you hear, you know, all kinds of shit about.
That's why I never understood why these people, there's this one famous author, not famous, somewhat famous within the atheist community. His big thing is he hates conspiracy theories. He makes fun of conspiracy theories, tells you you're a moron. If there's no evidence, you're an idiot, blah, blah, blah. He, like, really ridicules conspiracy theorists. But and my whole thing is, with the way our government has been towards Native Americans, basically the genocide they've perpetrated on them, all the different things the CIA has done with, you know, in the military with radiation experience on the experiments on the 50s and 60s and with civilians and military and MK Ultra and the experiments they've done on people and the stuff they've done, it's all out information that's been released on declassified, and you're going to sit there and say you can't even fucking fathom that it could have had anything to do with 9/11 or anything else,
right?
You know, and when things like the whole Gulf and Tompkin, lie that happened in Vietnam that got us into Vietnam. All this stuff has been already out there and been admitted by our government and all these agencies. They've admitted they've lied about all this stuff. They admitted they've done all these experiments on people and killed people and did all this stuff. They've admitted it. It's all out there in the open. But yet, oh, no, they didn't demolition Building 7. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. Come on, man.
Right.
You know,
at a minimum. At a minimum, there's a possibility of it being there just from all the previous shit that's been committed by our government.
Of course.
There's a possibility of it at a very, very minimum.
Of course.
You know?
Can we prove it? I can't fucking prove it, Dennis. But, I mean,
no. It never will be, dude. It never will be.
You're an idiot.
Right.
You're
but
an idiot.
if you think that there's any, if you claim of any sort of, and conspiracies do exist, right, man, conspiracies happen, and they have before, and it's been, just like you're saying, declassified documents, I mean, the CIA did LSD, secret LSD studies on American citizens where they sprayed the subway cars with LSD. All kinds of fucked up shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's been going on for years. So if it's it's happened for decades, all the way back to, you know, who knows how long, why is it not happening now? Suddenly it stopped? You know?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, no. Oh, I know. It's insane.
You know, some of this stuff is happening. Will you ever be able to believe or prove some of it beyond a reasonable doubt? Probably not ever, some of it. But unless you see some declassified documents like that LSD study that the CIA did in the 50s, you know, that's been declassified.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the shit has happened. And so just to deny it, you know, these people claim to be critical thinkers, you know, to be skeptics. But
the atheists are real.
They're not skeptic of the fucking, of the toe-your-line government story. That's
super
where their
liberal,
skepticism should be.
Super liberal atheists are, like, totally skeptical of religion, all faiths, faith-based religion. They rip it. They make fun of it. They can't believe it. They call it a conspiracy. Faith-based religions are a conspiracy over thousands of years. But our government, they support it, and they're like, you're a nutbag if you think
right.
there's any conspiracies going on with our government. And it's nuts. I mean, they,
right. they believe
I'm like,
everything.
How can you believe a
conspiracy anything
about,
religion has to say, they don't want to believe a word of it. Everything the
yeah,
government has
government,
to say, they believe every single thing.
Oh yeah, it's fucking
like,
you want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Yeah.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I don't get
right.
whether skepticism doesn't fall with the government that's been proven to do heinous, perform heinous, you know,
right.
experiments on people and on and on. I mean, on and on and on. But you know, so it's been proven for decades now, but now it's not happening. Or now it's just, oh, there's no way that any of that kind of stuff
right.
can happen nowadays.
Yeah, 50s and 60s, yeah, real bad. Now, not no, it's not happening
yeah.
now. Yeah.
This is the best
Bullshit.
One, you know, and it sounds so crazy. You know when you talk about these FEMA camps that have come off, and
yeah.
there's been legislation for them. I'll have to pull it up. I actually did an entire show about legislation that this guy down in Florida was trying to pass through to make these camps. They were abandoned military installations, and it was going through the federal government, and it had a bill number and everything, and backers. I'll have to get the bill number out. I hadn't heard anything. I don't think it ever passed. But people, you know, when you bring up, like, FEMA camps and, oh, you know, and all that sounds so ridiculous that the government would ever do anything like that, all you got to do is ask the American Indian, man. Those fuckers
yeah.
are segregated into camps all over the country. Or how about Japanese Americans during World War II?
Go out to the Crazy Horse Monument in Wyoming and talk to the great grandson of Sitting Bull, who he sits out there and peddles his book. Talk to him about conspiracy theories. See
right.
what he has to say.
Right.
I'll tell you what, man. You talk to him, you'll have a different opinion on what's going on with this government and everything.
Perfect
so.
Example, man. People just think that it's so outlandish to even consider these FEMA camps and being herded into, you know, some sort of prison encampment, all because of your political views or your social views or your whatever views, you know, when it's happened
yeah.
before. It happened 70
yeah.
years ago. You know,
yeah.
it happened in our grandparents' time. But yet,
yes.
when you talk about it being a possibility, you're a fucking nut job. You're crazy. You
yeah,
know?
Like, I think you just mentioned it. They rounded up the Japanese in World War II. I mean,
right.
I mean, you know, and put them in internment camps then.
Right.
So, I mean, it happens.
It's 70
yeah.
years ago, man. In our grandparents' time, people were rounded up and put into fucking military encampments, all for the sake of their nationality. That's a
yep.
fucked up one, you know, and
true,
that's really
danger.
It's a certain race.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
mm-hmm.
if it ever does happen again, it's going to be your political persuasion. It
yeah.
ain't going to be a race. It's going to be what if you believe in the two-party system or not.
Oh,
old
DB, you were on a liberal left-wing talk show that promoted, you know, equality amongst the races and sexes and it was anti-religion, anti-government. You're going to the camp. I mean, that's
right.
See it happening.
Right.
You know,
I would imagine us doing the show, dude. We're on a list somewhere now. Just from first floor.
I was on a list probably 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you know, it's been added on to another one or a continuing
and
list.
And I'm completely harmless. I'm not the type of guy that's stocking up arms and wanting to fight the government. I want
right.
our government to work for us. I want freedom. I want government to, you know, represent the people. I want the government to protect the innocent. I want government to protect our borders, to fight against foreign enemies that may attack us over our borders, not go into other governments and corrupt them and try to cause wars in other governments and try to cause corruption in other governments. And try to cause rebellion in other countries.
Yeah.
Support rebels and terrorists and supply arms to terrorists in other countries. I don't want that. Who the fuck wants that?
Yeah.
You know, who in the right mind, except some sadistic fucking Republican right wing nutbag, wants that bullshit? Nobody wants that. Maybe Reagan and it's fucking ran contra. Maybe they wanted, those guys wanted that shit. I don't want that. Nobody in their fucking right mind wants that bullshit.
Well, unless you're making the ching off it, dude. Unless you're
What's
making
that?
The ching. That's the
yeah,
only
that's
fucking
it
reason that it's
all
happening,
these fucking
man.
Companies making all this money.
Yep.
Billions and billions of dollars, hand over fist, making
yep.
all these weapons, fucking supplying all these arms to all these fucking different factions and companies and different, you know, NSA, CIA, FBI, all this shit. You're supplying
you
all
know, the
bullshit.
Bankers, they're financing both sides, you know, of any given war, man. I mean, you know,
yes.
it's all about the money, always, 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 especially when it comes to war, man. It's always about the money. And you know, you may not want it, but, man, there's a lot of people out there that do, and it's the ones that are running
yeah.
the Halliburtons and the McDonnell Douglases
yeah.
and the Blackwaters. And, you know,
yeah.
and fucking on and on. They're making good money
yeah.
off of it, and they don't give a fuck who dies over it. You know, they
yeah.
don't give a fuck what governments we overturn. We've been doing that for years, man. I mean, Chile, 1973, where CIA, you know, financed a coup in Chile and overturned, I mean, tens of thousands of people there. Argentina, it happened. You know, I mean, there's
yeah.
coups going on. I you know, I think we're involved in the Ukraine, man. That's why we're so hypocritical.
Well,
about. I really think that we forced the
that.
Issue
I mean,
there. And it's going on over and over and over again, man. And it's all about making money. And I'm telling you, that's a fucking – it's the very first law that could change the entire world and how it's run and how people live their lives is a law passed in the U.S. that they can't profit
yeah.
off of war. Boom. That's it.
Yeah, and the crickets fucking chirp.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it ain't going to happen, man. It's just the power brokers and the people that are fucking making money off this shit are not going to allow it to happen. They're not going to allow a law or anything to prevent them from making money off of war, financing wars through banking, all this shit, all these different military companies that make arms and weapons. And they're not going to stop it, man, and
yeah.
all the fucking pharmaceutical companies that make shit to make you well from being injured in fucking wars. Nobody's
well,
gonna
you know,
stop
when you look at
it.
Congress,
it's going,
I mean,
and,
got,
going
it's
and going.
Some obscene percent is are millionaires. 60%, 70% of Congress are millionaires. You know,
yeah.
so really, I mean, it needs to be everything needs to be public fucking money. This is the
yeah.
the Supreme Court fucked things up so bad with that Citizens United allowing all this dark money into politics. You don't even know where it's fucking
yeah.
coming from anymore. And really, the whole answer to it is just to fucking have it be publicly funded and put a cap on it. If you're running for president and you get a certain amount of votes in a runoff, then you can spend $1 million or $10 million as president of public money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's your cap.
Yeah.
As a senator,
right.
it's $2 million. As a rep, it's $1 million. It's all publicly funded money, and that's
right.
that's your cap. That's all you get to spend. So it's not really – I mean, when Obama's got to raise – how much did he raise? Hundreds of millions of dollars to run for
right.
president, and he makes
right.
what, $280,000 a year? You know
yeah.
something's fucked up.
Yep, totally, yeah. Totally.
Isn't that a daisy?
That doesn't
yeah.
fucking compute, man, where you got
right.
you got to raise, you know, $500 million plus just to run for president, but you're only making $280,000 or whatever it is, $300,000? It,
yeah.
Obviously, there's some fucking reason that $500 million is going into the political process.
Yep.
You know,
I agree.
It doesn't have to do with fucking putting some goddamn playgrounds in a disadvantaged neighborhood. It's about fucking building
yeah.
missiles and jet fighters that don't fucking work and whatever else, you know.
And building 200 tanks for a Pentagon that don't want the fucking tanks.
Right.
And they just keep building them over and over and over, and they don't even want the motherfuckers.
Yep.
We're spending billions and billions of dollars on all this military stuff.
Yeah.
It's
just
it's
a fucking
even the military,
or
the military don't even want it, you know.
Yep.
It's nuts.
And that's where it's all ends up going to our fucking police, man. You know,
the
military doesn't even want it, so they end up giving it all to the police forces. So now we've got – You know, we got all these police that are their absolute hard-ons for everything. Hey, did you see that thing on Twitter? You know, ever since Bill de Blasio became mayor of New York City, he's trying to get, like, put a nicer face on the New York Police Department because they're known for corruption and beating the piss out of people. And so they tried to do this thing on Twitter. It was a Twitter outreach program where they said, you know, hey, why don't you post a picture of you and in a New York City officer together? And they fucking ended up taking over Twitter. People did with abuse photos from the police beating the shit out of ordinary citizens all over the place.
Great.
So they're showing like complete police brutality. With the hashtag, and then it's apparently spreading worldwide. They're putting the name of the police force in the hashtag instead of New York, you know, police, NYPD.
Yeah.
And now Twitter's being taken over by these pictures of fucking of police brutality all over the world. But it started with them fucking looking for, you know, them shaking hands with the police and everything. It ended up being cops beating the piss out of people on a regular basis.
Right. Oh, man. I'm not surprised.
And it's going back to they've got a hard on for everything, man. Everything's militaristic. Everything is, you can't question anything about the police anymore. You know, everyone fucking fears the cops now instead of looks at them as the friendly neighborhood officer, you know? Cops are paranoid as hell, man. I mean, I've seen a few of them together in off site events where they were not police officers doing other things. Soccer coaches and such, and they're weird, dude. I don't know if it's just this particular group, but they're very paranoid. They don't want any of the pictures on the internet. They don't want anything, man.
Well,
I mean, I
can't blame them. They're probably scared of. They probably had classes where they're told to stay away from public eye.
Retribution, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's the thing that sucks is. The police officers and the law enforcement that are actually good guys that are trying to uphold the Constitution, they're not bad guys and they don't break laws or nothing. Those guys are suffering because of the ones that are bad.
Right.
And you know,
there's plenty of them out there. I mean, don't get me wrong. The corruption has seeped into a lot of American police forces. There are good cops out there. But corruption seems to be everywhere. I'm telling you, dude, every single day I see some sort of outrageous police violence against some random individual that had nothing to do with a crime. Every single day I see something.
Yeah, Facebook is unbelievable. I mean, if you watch all the cop block and all those different sites, and I mean, you'll be so fucking depressed. I mean, there's some just vicious and brutal fucking beatings and killings and everything on police on civilians.
Yeah.
It's really, really horrible.
And it's not even in like a certain area. It's not just the South or the West. You know, I mean, it's everywhere, all over the country, man. It's happening in Idaho and California, Texas, Florida,
Houston,
Baltimore,
Houston.
You know, everywhere.
Yeah, all over.
You know,
all
hey,
over.
Speaking of which, this is kind of ties in both of what we were talking about, dude. Fort Lauderdale just passed a law, and talking about fucking pissing on poor people, you know, how it's become fashionable. They passed a law that cops can now seize homeless people's belongings.
Nice.
They can go in and take what little fucking they have. These homeless people living under bridges.
What is it, man?
And they made it legal for the cops to come in and confiscate homeless people's belongings now. I mean, if that isn't the fucking worst of the motherfucking worst, dude. You can't get much more fucking nasty than that. I mean,
isn't that a daisy?
That's where our country's headed, man, towards poor people. That's our attitude towards them. You know, we've got, I don't know what
fucking
it is, man.
Crush them. Fuck them, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You're getting a free
fuck
ride.
The poor people.
Crush them.
Fuck those poor people. Yeah. We got like tens of millions of empty homes. We've got millions more empty homes
so
than we do homeless people in this country.
It's so Christ-like, isn't it? It's just so Christ-like to fucking crush
right.
the poor.
Right.
It just exudes Christianity, doesn't it? Oh, it's so awesome.
Right in the Bible Belt. Right in the Bible
yeah.
Belt. That's
the
because,
worst,
you know, that's what Jesus would preach.
Yeah.
He would say, go unto all of the poor people that you know and steal all of their belongings.
Oh, yeah.
You certainly seem to be in touch with your anger.
That was in the Sermon on the Mount, wasn't it? I think he said something like that.
Well, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said that was a part of the Sermon on the Mount, wasn't it? I think he said something like that.
Well, what did he say? I didn't hear what you said.
Well, you know, they go on to homeless people and steal everything they own.
yeah.
That was
That's
part of it,
Sermon
man.
On the Mount, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck them up. Beat them. Take their shit. I think there is a verse that says, what was the verse that says? It says, to who much is given. Oh, what is the verse? It basically says that if you're given a lot, you don't do much with it. A lot will be taken from you. If you're given a little, and you don't do nothing with it, a little will be taken from you. So, you know, it's kind of, God is kind of, you know, he'll take a lot from a lot. He'll take a lot from the rich that don't do nothing, and he'll take a lot from the fucking poor that don't do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking brutal, dude. The whole thing is so fucking stupid. It's maniac. It's maniac. It's nuts. It's fucking stupid. Jeffrey, call back in. I just want to punch you right now. I mean, hey, it's fucking stupid. I mean, it's just sickening.
Hey, man, speaking of, like, cops out of hand and stuff, there's this bill in Kansas now. It's called a retaliation bill, and it would allow police to arrest people who complain about officers in Kansas,
awesome.
Making it illegal to just complain about them.
Yeah.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
But if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
A law that you can arrest people for complaining about law enforcement?
Complaining about law enforcement, yeah.
That's,
in Kansas. It's called the retaliation bill.
I know they just had the law passed in Indiana that you can shoot law enforcement that break into your house or vehicle without a warrant. Illegally, you can protect your life or your family and your pets or whatever. You can shoot
really
them. And they will not prosecute you. That is in the end. Now the state police in Indiana went completely fucking ballistic and said it's going to cause a lot of murders of police officers in Indiana. But you're talking Kansas. This is like a complete opposite freaking law. You can't even question a problem with law enforcement in Kansas. Now that is amazing. That is fucking unbelievably amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Here it is. Here's the half part of it. Now, this is the deal, though. If the allegations were proven false, so really, I mean, you know, I can understand them trying to protect the officers against false claims, but that's going to stop anybody. I mean, if you know for certain and you go in and somehow your statement gets overturned or they're saying it's false, even though it is true, you get a chance of it's felony perjury. You get a chance of going to jail. It's going to jail for a felony.
That is insane.
So
no, you're doing it all wrong.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it says here in... it says here in this article, it's on rawstory.com, people in Wichita are already afraid to file complaints against the WPD because the department has a well-known reputation for retaliating against those who do. And this bill would render such retaliation legal. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that's the opposite of the Indiana law. I mean, it's
yeah.
the totally fucking opposite. The Indiana law is unbelievably liberal and pro-citizen. The Kansas law is fucking completely state, you know, uh, completely, you know, oppressive. So, I mean, it's just, that is, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's shocking when I saw that. It was incredible.
Yeah. That is really crazy.
You certainly seem to be in touch with your anger.
Hey, I got one last tidbit here that I was looking at. There's this mega church. Let me see where it's at here. This is a good one.
Yeah.
It's in Oklahoma, Lexington, Oklahoma. It's this massive. It's a mega church, Christian Life Church. They're giving out prizes now if you attend church, like guns and iPads and stuff.
God.
If you attend, you automatically are entered to win prizes like flat screen TVs and $50 gift cards.
You are the most spiritual among us. We're giving you an AR-15 with two 30-round clips, fully loaded. Awesome. That's so stupid.
Yeah, they got to do something, you know. They're like, come on in.
Yeah.
If you don't give a shit about God, we got an iPad for you.
iPad, guns. Woohoo! Praise Jesus. You know, oh my God.
Just don't get on the internet and look about the validity of religion. Whatever you do, do not look up anything
about
religion or how true the Bible is.
Don't look about the Bible. Don't read the Bible. Don't look about the Jews, the archaeologists, researching Exodus or anything about the Bible or Bible history. Don't do nothing. Don't look up no information. Don't know nothing. Just believe in the Lord. Hallelujah.
And who wants a Starbucks gift certificate? Come on down.
Yeah. We'll give you a $50 Starbucks certificate and a 9mm with a 15-round clip. Woo! It's going to be nice.
Oh man.
It's
a crazy fucking world, dude. Crazy world. We'll have to do maybe a future think show sometime, see what and maybe try and come up with what we think it's going to be like in 20 years. You know?
What
should it be like?
20 years. Jesus Christ, we might be completely fucked the way it's going. I don't know.
Yes. I tell you, man, I'm seeing a lot of stories of this fucking MIT professor saying if we don't do something about these military robots they're developing, that they're going to take over and wipe out the human race, dude. That's like the third story I've seen in a month saying that something like that just happening. Google's buying up all these fucking robotics firms, and now they're developing, of course, the Army and everybody else is this DARPA who does all these crazy experiments for the military.
Terminator.
They're developing military robots, man, for war robots.
It's like Terminator.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
man,
they're fucking machines, dude. They're killing machines. What are they going to do? They're going to kill, you know? You're good. I'm not going to kill you. Oh, you're bad. I'm going to kill you.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know? Fuck, dude.
Yep.
So what? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We hitting it?
Yeah, we're getting towards the end, but let's keep talking. You know, we've got 3 minutes.
All right, man.
But,
what time are we doing next week?
Are we going to move it up to 8 o'clock instead of 7?
If
we're
you want.
We're talking about it, right?
Make that call now so we can, you know, so everybody knows, and we'll do it.
All right. I think we're going to go to 8 to 10 instead of 7 to 10. We're going to move it up. There's several different reasons why. And we're going to start doing 8 to 10 instead of 7 to 9. So everybody that's listening, looks like next week will be 8 to 10. So call in between 8 to 10. And listen between 8 to 10. And we're having a good time. It's been fucking awesome. And, call back.
Right on.
Yeah.
With Blister Fish, baby. Here we go.
Blister Fish.
Next week, 8 p.m. Right. Eastern. Talk to you then.
8 p.m. next Wednesday, right? OCD. I'll see you then, man. Take it easy. Adios, brother. Fighting in the war with damnation, voice is cutting away. I'm looking into the salvation.